Introduce our first speaker.
That would be Paul C. from Nirvana.
Cool. What a privilege and honor and excitement. I'm an addict. My name is Paul. Hey, welcome. Woohoo! Ocean City! Cool! We made it! So I'm going to throw out some disclaimers and caveats and all that before. I'm no spokesperson. I've never spoken at a convention before. I'm not a polished speaker. I'm not perfect. I'm just a dude. This is a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Most meetings that I go to, we sit in a circle. Here, a lot of you guys are over there, and we're kind of over here, but it's anonymous. I mean, we're all on the same plane, and we're all level. I don't know what I'm going to say, and I don't know which way I'm going to go, and I pray to my greater power, and I'm going to try and carry a clear message. And I'm probably going to bounce all over the place. I hope you like pinball. Welcome to everybody here. Me, you, old-timer, newcomer. If you made it here, welcome. I'm glad we made it. You know, I don't know what brought you guys into the rooms of recovery or to your place of seeking something. There's a lot of different ways we describe this desperation, this seeking, this I need help, this something's got to change, it's not supposed to be like this, hopelessness, whatever. I don't know, consequences, you know, outside consequences, inside consequences, but I know mine. And I'm grateful I made it here today. And I'm grateful that people told me, showed me, you know, that it was okay to keep coming back, that I was wanted, and that I was welcome, and that I belonged here, and that this could work for me. This was real, and that I was welcome, and I was a part of. Okay, so, yes, thank you. Somebody asked me to speak here. That's fantastic. Like, faith, that's great. Thank you to all those who are here service at the convention, and I mean you, sitting here in this seat. Everybody, if you smile at somebody, if you're polite, if you try and help somebody feel more comfortable in an NA meeting, thank you for your service. However you are helping carry the message, you know, just by showing up. One of the best services somebody did for me in a meeting early on, I don't know who it was, it might have been Kenny, I mean, I don't know, was they just kind of gave me a head nod like that across a meeting. I didn't know them, they didn't know me, they'd seen me in a meeting before, and they just kind of acknowledged me. That was huge. Like, carried me another day. Do you know what I mean? Carried me to another meeting. Got me another chance. So I'm grateful to everybody for being here. I was going to do a cheat sheet. I decided against it. Just kind of let it roll. So that's okay. So I want to put a bunch of things out there. And this is not going to be properly sequenced. So just how it is. I am very grateful, and I try and practice that as an action word, okay, for all of our predecessors. And I mean people who are still here, people who are here in the meeting yesterday. You know what I mean? Just the people who are here before me, people chairing meetings, setting up tables, the guy that nodded at me, you know, all of us. People who just showed up to meeting, just made a meeting, whether they shared or not, whether they shared some hope or not, they just filled a seat. And I saw that there was another person in the meeting. I'm very grateful for the new person who's brand new, doesn't know what's going on, freaked out. I'm very grateful to the Dulles Corridor area. It's one of the 11 areas in our region, in the CNP region. About 10 years ago, I got an indigent package, like a hookup, you know, to come to this convention. And I was freaked out. I was bathing at that point. I had a place to live. I wasn't in a shelter. No, I'm serious. Early on at meetings, I was sitting real still and looking down and comparing out and feeling unworthy of oxygen. And I tried not to move because I'd throw off stink waves, or I thought I would, and I didn't belong. I didn't use the right substance. I didn't have the right consequence. I wasn't good enough, bad enough, one way or another, you know. And people told me that was okay. Welcome. Keep coming back. We need you. And I kept coming back. I didn't believe them. I didn't believe in myself, but I kept coming back. So I got this package to come to this convention, and I love people. I feed on, like, social energy. I'm one of those people. And I'm nervous. And I took my shoes off. Loosen up here. So I came here, right? And, I mean, it's going to get big. Like, a lot of people are coming. These workshops are going to be full. There's a lot of people here carrying a lot of joy and a lot of, like, gifts and blessings. It's like, wow, my life is rich and amazing, and I'm free. I'm living me, you know? I'm enjoying life. I'm free to live. And they come and we share this and we celebrate this gift, this blessing, this opportunity, this recovery. And there are people who show up, and maybe they were like that yesterday, and they're not like that today. They're not in that headspace, you know? Or they're used. Or they're using right now, you know? We're all welcome here. And so when I came here, I got overwhelmed. And I was sitting at this really nice, like a jazz banquet. I got a ticket to it, and I was sitting there at this nice table, and people got all dressed up, and I'm wearing, you know, whatever I'm wearing. And I'm acting all nice and everything else and all that. But inside, I was just churning up, you know? I mean, unworthy, just crippling, crushing myself. I politely excused myself, and in this convention hall, with like 6,000+ people here, I found a corner. I don't know where it was. I've gone and looked for it. I couldn't remember where it was. But ducked around a corner somewhere, and I broke down, and I was sobbing because I was so unworthy. I could see how this thing was like touching all these people, and they really believed in it, and I'd been around enough. I'd given myself a chance enough by just keeping coming back to meetings to see that, like eventually my head came up off the floor, do you know what I mean? And my head shut up enough to where I was paying it, watching people, I'm listening, you know? And I could identify through what they were saying that, like, they did have some understanding of, like, the defective, the broken, the miswired, the hopeless, desperate, you know, depressed, you know, just feeling broken. People understood that. Like, people had been there. I could tell they'd been there, and they weren't there anymore. And to me, that was the only truth. That was all I knew, was that, like, that was the truth, and that was forever. And I was stuck. And I was stuck, and I was always going to be stuck. Well, I was wrong. Easily distracted, am I? So I was here at this convention, right? And I excused myself, and I was crying because I was like, I wanted this, you know what I mean? And I didn't feel that it could ever happen for me, that I was different. I was that beautiful, uniquely defective snowflake, you know? I've come to learn, hey, we're all way more alike than we are different. I like saying dis-ease of addiction, dis-ease, all right? Because I carried a dis-ease way before mind mood altering substances, which are just a subset of using is just a subset as a symptom of the dis-ease of addiction. That's how I look at it, right? I'm no spokesperson. This is my perspective, right? And there's this program, Narcotics Anonymous program, like a program, like a computer program, or like a recipe, or like a mathematics equation, you know? And if you do it, if you follow it, you get the results. It is available to us all. It's available. That little secret, the secret we do at the end of the meetings, keep coming back. It works if you work it. Exactly. Like, bing, there it is. Doesn't matter. You know, we don't care who you are, connections, tall, short, I mean, whatever. Language, we don't care how you think. We don't care about your IQ or your nothing. It doesn't matter. The process seems to work. In my observing people, I came to believe that. I came to find some hope. And I found that here, the process. So, what am I talking about? Clear NA message. So let me put this out there. Please, because this is what I believe and this is what I want to share. An addict, any addict, can stop using drugs. They put that word in there. Stop using drugs, comma. Lose the desire to use, comma. It didn't say use drugs. Wait a minute. It said lose the desire to use. Because I'll tell you what, I am coming to find, using takes all kinds of forms. I have met people who, yeah, there's drugs, you can shoot it, smoke it, snort it, you know, drink it, blah, 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 but you can also spend it, you can eat it, you can fuck it, you can work it, you can whatever, gamble it, like, using is using is using and using, and we are incredibly creative people, and we will find new ways to use, you know? Like, stuck in an elevator, you know? We have an opportunity. I'm jumping around. Any addict can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Whew. Okay, so stopping for 1 minute, that counts as stopping, right? Okay, so I was like, I buy that one. Sure, yeah, you can stop, right? Stopping the right amount of time, that's another thing, but you could stop. Okay. But lose the desire to use? And at first, I was just thinking about losing the desire to use drugs. Obsessive thinking. I mean, like, intersecting thoughts. Just bing, 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 bing. And not just about substances. All kinds of using in the head. You know, thinking about things. I was like, I don't know. And I saw other people share, and I came to believe that, like, yes, this really works. This recipe, this equation, this program really does work for that. It works. Huh. It works when people work it. It's not osmosis. It's not just showing up. It's not just staying clean. You know? Sorry. I'm not jumping around all here, but like, oh, look here. Right? Sorry, it happened to be right in front of me. Just as freedom for the individual comes from the 12 steps. Oh, steps. You know? Steps. And the steps are here somewhere, and it talks about principles. They're principles that we can practice. They're written so simply that we can practice them in our daily lives. And how we do that, I have observed, takes a zillion different formats. People work the steps in all kinds of ways. It seems to work in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Where we're working them. You know? Huh. Yeah, I've derailed myself a few times. That's okay. that was a good Paul sigh. Yeah. A clear NA message. We have a third tradition and a fifth tradition. I wanted to touch on those. I wanted to touch on the fact that, hey, this is like a speaker workshop at a Narcotics Anonymous convention, and it's a big one. It doesn't matter much. Really, it doesn't matter. This is our Narcotics Anonymous meeting. You know what I mean? We're some addicts getting together to help each other stay clean. So, let me throw this out there. You know? One program, one disease, one promise. Okay, we got one promise. Freedom from active addiction.
Yes.
Like, that's what this program offers. Freedom from active addiction. Okay, that dis-ease of addiction. Okay? Promise is freedom. The message is hope. What does that mean? What does that look like? It looks like a lot of things for a lot of different people. It changes over time. What I get hope from 1 minute might be different the next. But we have it here, you know? Messages, hope, promises freedom, and the code word. I'm going to put this out there. Code word is help.
Yes.
The code word is help. I need help. I'm not okay. I haven't met a mind reader here yet. I haven't met anyone with like some demonstrable psychic abilities here yet who's just like, you're thinking about this. And no, like, hey, welcome. I might not know what I need in terms of help, but if I just say I need help, I might not know what's wrong. I might not know what I'm feeling, but if I share, I try and share, I don't know. I could just say, I don't know. I could be very honest, you know? And I need help, not knowing what I need. That can be very honest and very freeing. And I have gotten help from all kinds of places and sources, all kinds of people in all kinds of ways that have helped me find freedom for myself, you know, that have helped me show up for myself and others, you know. Become a productive member of society. Live a joyful life. Like, be of service to my loving greater power, you know? And I'm grateful we're here. Thank you. We are each other's eyes and ears, and we help each other out a lot. That analogy of the round table, you know, where people are given long spoons and you can't feed yourself because it's too long, but you can feed the next person. We have good days and bad days and this and that. We all don't have bad days on the same day. And we help carry the message. It's a we program. So, third tradition. Traditions. What is the third tradition? Anybody know?
The only
requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. Doesn't say using drugs. Doesn't say Schedule 1, Schedule 2 narcotic. Doesn't say recently decriminalized. Doesn't say solid liquid gas. It says stop using. The only requirement is a desire. Doesn't say honest desire. Doesn't say sincere desire. Doesn't say as evidenced by your actions and format subsect. No. Like, a desire to stop using. We don't judge. So I heard there's this IP out there called Another Look. And I do highly suggest it. And when this program, and I wasn't there, and I don't know, so this is all like third, fourth, fifth, tenth party information, but a difference between us and our mother program, you know, steps came from AA, hey, there were two big things they wanted to make different. Like, we have to do this. One was, we're going to focus on disease of addiction. The disease of addiction. This is about addiction. It doesn't matter what. Okay, that's one. We are about recovery from the disease of addiction. Narcotics Anonymous, in my opinion, is a misnomer, okay? And please help, let's dispel misinformation, disinformation out there. We're about recovery from addiction, period. Everybody is welcome. So that was one difference, okay? And the other was an addict, any addict, any addict, any addict. Doesn't matter, you know? You don't have to be honest with yourself. You don't have to anything. You... hey, we got one requirement for membership, desire. And that's a big deal. Fifth tradition, group has one primary purpose, to carry the message. And hey, I believe that message to be hope. You know? Yes. And we do find hope in a lot of different ways. Man, okay, it's really cool to be here standing in between these two guys. Because, oh man, like, it's an anonymous program. Right? We're all equal in here. Yeah. You know, no titles, degrees, age, sex, status, well, whatever aspect. But there are members who have experience, okay? Who have time. I don't mean clean time. I mean years of living. Time, living through things. Life happens, you know? And people have experience. And oh boy, I'm so grateful. I've been blessed to witness a lot of NA members who are meeting makers, who show up and they share how. They share HOW, honestly, open-mindedness and willingness, you know. And they share what they're going through, ups and downs and sideways. They bring it to a meeting and they share the process and how they're applying the principles in their lives. And it's beautiful that we share how this recipe is working out, how this program is working out. You know, and that carries a lot of hope. And these two gentlemen, Kenny and Bradley, have both, and a bunch of people in this audience actually, have both done that for me personally. So I'm really grateful. We are richly blessed. You know, I feel that way today. I feel that I have opportunities now. To show up, you know, I'm free to live, and I'm free to choose. While I might be powerless over my dis-ease, all right, surrender is key. I have a program that works in my life, and let's see, attention, 5 minutes. Awesome. All right. What do I want to do? Well, I thought in the beginning I was going to ask everybody to stand up and hug everybody next to him, but I'm not going to do that now. Maybe Bradley will do that. That's cool. What do I want to share? See, I didn't want to talk about my story too much because it was about clear any message and like conveying hope, like the personal bit. The program works when we work it, and we're all welcome. So regardless of forms of using, consequences or not, feelings, circumstances, this is available to us all. And I've heard lots of variations on, you know, it's a program for people who want it, not who need it. And I've heard, well, it's not even for people who want it, it's for people who do it. And then I've heard, no, it's a program for anybody. Like, it's just, I don't know. I believe it works when we work it. I believe we are all welcome. We all help carry the message. And in the title here, it said clear any message. You know, clear. An addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. You know, welcome. Keep coming back. It works when we work it. Like, I mean, that's it. Like, that's, for me, that's clarity. Like, distill, boil it down, like, right there, that's it. It is available to us all. Is that me? Is that you? Okay. Oh, wow, I really started sweating. I put some pressure on myself. This is an NA meeting, you know, and I'm so grateful you guys all showed up for a meeting. And I say that in the meetings I go to if I share, you know. I look forward to meeting people this weekend. I look forward to hearing a message of hope. I look forward to hearing people's experience. Like, my life is richly blessed. You know, I am not summertime, 100 degrees, you know, DC heat, humid, wearing long pants and a t-shirt in the bushes trying to sleep, depressed. Daytime, trying to sleep, just get out of my head, you know, just uncomfortable, desperate, feeling alone, you know, and I think when I met Kenny, it was in Ruston, Virginia. I was living in a shelter and going to meetings and doing whatever I had to do. I just had a few simple things in my life to do. Like, these were priorities. And number one on the list was don't use, you know. And that's what I was showing up for, you know. Like, as long as number one, like, that's just number one. Focus on right there. And wow. Like, I have a rich, full life. I'm free to enjoy my life and show up and share this gift and share what I can. Man, I love to have fun. Living and enjoying life without the use of drugs? Yeah, it's springtime, summertime. Camp out season is upon us, and I am looking forward to it. It is fantastic. I've got a... whatever. Bottom line is, hey, I've got some freedom to, like, live and enjoy my life. And that is awesome. I did not have that. I did not do this alone. We don't do this alone. We do this together, you know? And I'm not worried about sharing a perfect message here. Because you know what? Other people are going to pick up the slack and everything else. Together we stay clean, you know? This isn't just for today program. It is Friday afternoon. It is a beautiful day. I love people. I love you guys. I found my tribe. I found a sense of belong. I found hope. I found it here, and I keep showing up to that. You know, I feel honored. I feel it is a privilege to be able to be, to call myself a member of Narcotics Anonymous, and to show up for that, and to help try and carry our message, you know. This is a WE program. I'm so grateful you guys have showed up to be a part of the WE. You know, together we stay clean. My name is Paul C. Thanks for letting me share. Thank you.